Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. My name is Jeff Robson, your host here. You can always check us out at telltheband2gohome.com. If you go during the live show to umfm.com, you can check out the playlist as it happens. Well, when we're live anyway. This time, you just go to telltheband2gohome.com. It'll be posted there because we are pre-recorded. Could make it live down because we're traveling across the darn ocean over to Europe for the Mighty Static Roots Festival. Year number 4, we've been blessed to do this thing. And it's all because of this show and Allison Green and a confluence of things that just happened. The stars aligned. And we got to meet the amazing Dietmar and see the amazing work that he's doing over there. And we got him on the line. We were just talking about Ags Connolly before the break. Let's see who's up after him. And then after that is the Orphan Colors. Here's one of those bands that I didn't really know much about. What can you tell us about the Orphan Colors? Or Orphan Colors? No, the.
Orphan Colors are a great rock band with an indie touch. After Ags Connolly playing acoustic solo, I thought it was just good to have someone kicking the dust off.
Yeah.
And that's the Orphan Colors. They have some great songs, great melodies, great sing-alongs, and they are going to wake everyone up.
That's great.
Thank you.
And then after that, it's my buddy Joe Nolan from Edmonton here in Canada. He's a sweet guy. Have you talked to Joe?
We were just chatting here and there, but I've never seen him in person. So yeah.
He's just such a sweet, wonderful guy, and his show has come so far. It's a great, great show. I can't wait for you to see it. I'm really excited.
Well, I hope John, our audience will pick him up nicely and will really enjoy him.
Oh, I think we know our audience well enough by now to know that they will.
Right.
I think they're going to love it.
Fiction or fact? Do you like the way your life is going? Hey, wasn't that where we were at? Just kids hanging in the quarry. And I got some secrets, they're kind of dirty. You think you could keep them safe between us until we all turn 30? I found the fortune in the summer, in those days where we would dream too much, and time escaped my doorway, the one you came to touch. I used to catch butterflies and let them loose into the night, back in old Sturgeon County, with the feeling of never fitting in my home. My first love, she was older than me, and tall as the forest trees. And I look up to see her sometimes still, every time the wind dares to breathe. I found the fortune in her everything. And in those times she'd get a little frisky. Lay on the floor with all our things, and we spend the summer nights together trembling. My friend Brian, he talks of Lady Luck, and amidst all the wreckage and hardship, he tells me to loosen up. You wanna understand failure? Take a walk in my shoes. Yeah, I can hear Mary Meg outside in the rain singing the blues. But Jesus Christ, I don't know what's real out there beyond the rain and the sleet. But I guess you gave us the choice to look up and reach. To climb out of the water. To climb. I say I'm alive. Could we live forever? If everyone dies, who will be remembered? If I make it to heaven, would you meet me at? Remember when we were just kids hanging out in the quarry?
After that is a guy you've been talking about for a few years, Luke Tuckshearer. I hope I'm saying that right this time.
Yeah, Luke's father is from Germany, from Cologne.
Oh, is he?
And his name would be pronounced Tuchscherer in Deutsch, in Germany.
Yeah.
But he calls himself Tuchscherer.
Yeah.
He moved to the United States a couple of years ago, lives in New York now.
Yeah.
I got into Luke a few years ago, well, maybe almost 8-9 years ago, coincidentally through YouTube autoplay.
Oh.
I listened to some stuff in the background, and at some point there was some great band playing live. The sound was a bit bad. And it turned out to be the Y-Birds from... from in the middle of nowhere in England. And it was a great song, and Luke was playing the drums in that video. They were just busking in the streets of Cambridge. And it was an amazing song. So I've been following Luke since.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, he started his solo career. And he put out a couple of great albums with a brilliant guitar player in his band, David Banks. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to seeing him playing the guitar with Luke.
That's fantastic. Looking forward to that.
Seeing you smile, your smile at me was the best part of my day. You always had a drink and a joke for me. Chase my blues away. So when I heard the news that morning, brother, I could hardly breathe. How could you take your smile from me? Brother, how could you leave? Watched you thrash him on the rugby field, then shake their hands at the end of the game. And though someday this pain may heal, those memories will never fade. Brother, now can you believe? How could you take that smile with you? Brother, how could you leave? You hid your demons oh so well, but don't you know you had a friend to follow you to the gates of hell and brought you back again.
Shearer there with a song called, well, A Song for Jack Brown from his album Always Be True. This is Tell a Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jeff Robson, your host. We're talking to our good friend Dietmar Liebecker about his Static Roots Festival, which is coming up next weekend in Oberhausen, Germany. We're heading over there to check the thing out. We are pre-recorded today, by the way. Don't give me a call. I do love to hear from you, though. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Let's get back into that conversation. We're getting into the evening hours now at the festival. Now, the next two acts, I feel like I say their name wrong every time, so I'm going to put the pressure on you to tell me about the next two.
So the next one is Joanna Serrat.
It is Joanna, is it?
Okay. Joanna.
Okay.
Well, her name is Spanish. She's Spanish. I don't know if I pronounce it correctly, but...
Well, I'll blame you if it's wrong.
I saw her in England at a festival, and she was being introduced as Joanna Serrat, so I'll leave it like that.
All right. So what do you like about her? What should people know about her?
She's got a great voice, and playing with a six-piece band with steel guitar, and she's got a dreamy sound, like lots of ballads, lots of emotions, and she's a great songwriter and performer.
Yeah.
Unluckily, the only female act at the festival.
Yeah. That's always a hard thing to do, eh? Is to land enough female artists. But I mean, you're when you're putting the festival together, you're always reaching out to a lot of people, right? And it's you can't always get all of them. You're not really curating a festival with specific goals in mind. You're just booking the best bands that you can get, I think, is what it boils down to, right?
It's mostly about availability.
Yeah.
So we're a small festival. We can't afford to fly someone in and provide cocaine and champagne on the private jet.
What? So, I'm not getting that?
Not this year.
I thought we'd talked. Oh, well. Okay. I guess I'll come anyway.
I hope you come over anyway.
Yeah. So then there's our little dinner break, which is always tons of fun. And then who's up after the break?
It's Don Galado from Nashville.
And what can you tell us about Don?
Don is a brilliant songwriter. He can really rock out, but he's got lots of beautiful ballads, and he's got an amazing voice and an amazing band with him, with Travis Stock playing the bass and Jim Meving on guitar.
Yeah,
Jim is an English guy. He's playing a mean guitar, and it looks so simple. We're gonna get to see a lot of brilliant guitar playing at the festival.
Looking forward to that. All right, the Hanging Stars are next. What are they all about?
They are my favorites. Actually, oh, yeah? my headliner.
Yeah?
An amazing band from London. I'd say influences from Big Star. They call themselves, their style, Cosmic Americana.
Right.
Psychedelic folk.
Right.
And it's just beautiful. Their harmonies, the melodies, the groove. Oh, I think they are gonna go down a storm and
I'm just a fool with a few bright blue eyes.
And then last up is the Dawn Brothers.
Yeah, right. I was I actually had another band booked for that slot called 111 Heavy, an American band. They had to cancel their European tour plans all of a sudden. And
it was because there was no cocaine on the Learjet.
Oh, did they talk to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the complaint.
Yeah, right. So I had to find another act, and I saw this Dutch band a couple of times, and their most impressive gig was last year in Amsterdam at the Once in the Blue Moon Festival, where they played to 4,000 people, and within minutes they had everyone dancing to their great Americana with some funk and soul influences.
Yeah.
Well, oh, and I think they are great for being the last band on the Saturday night. Everybody is going to enjoy them, and it's going to be a party.
Yeah, for sure. Don Brothers there wrapping up the Static Roots Festival official lineup for the year. We are pre-recorded today in case you missed it. Send me an email, jeff@telebandagohome.com if you're enjoying the show. And check out telebandagohome.com. There's a new Sunset Saloon announcement up there and all kinds of stuff. We are talking to Dietmar Liebecker about the festival. And one of the best parts of the festival happens after it's all over, when we bust out the jams for the Ian Sloan Discotheque Dance Party. It's going to be a good time. Let's talk a little bit about that. And then after all the music is done, I think the real party starts after that.
Yeah, I hope it's going to work out again just like the last few years, that somebody's going to bring a guitar, and there's guitars in the venue, of course.
Yeah.
And the sing-alongs, they are just something
different. That's for sure. The Irish, they know how to stay up all night and sing songs on the patio.
Well, even if they drink tons of beer, they sing all night long and stand.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You must be exhausted after all this goes down. Do you like sleep for a week after it's done?
I don't need that much sleep. I'm having a 6 hour maximum.
An occasional 20-minute power nap. Yeah.
If I can get my power nap, I'm happy.
Yeah.
No, just the other day I said to my daughter, you know, if this all is over, if the festival is over, I'm going to spend half a day binge watch some annoying Netflix series.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to reset everything.
Right. So who's still on the wish list for future years? I know Aaron Lee Tastian is still high on the list, right?
He is, yeah. I'm always giving it a try, and somehow it doesn't work out. I tried to book him for a house concert, but he might be too big for that yet. Well, if he's playing over here in Europe, he's playing to 30 people. So
how's he too big then?
In our house.
So maybe his head's too big. Is that the problem is?
I don't think it's him.
Yeah, those annoying booking agents.
If this wasn't a radio conversation, I would tell you.
All right, well, we'll have lots of time to discuss the truth of the matter.
Station on the radio.
Yeah. Anybody else on the wish list or anything else you know that you're hoping to do in future years?
Oh, I've been in touch with a couple of bands already for next year, and one Canadian band we had here in our living room earlier this year.
Mm.
Samantha Martin.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen her?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Oh wow, she's with her band. It's just so amazing.
Yeah, Delta Sugar.
The groove and the soul and so much energy, and it would be great for finishing up one of the two nights.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that. Yeah, yeah. That'd be fun. Anything else we can do to make this thing even bigger and better this year? What do we need to do besides spread the word and get more people to come out?
Well, I'm happy with growing it slowly. I don't want to get it too big too quickly.
Yeah.
I hope we can save the atmosphere from the last year's. It's kind of a bit hippie-esque. peace, love, rock and roll, and that's how we love it. It's everybody is so polite and friendly and funny. Everybody has a great time, and everybody's in the room paying attention to the music and not talking.
Right.
So if there's 50% new people coming to the festival, I hope they know how to behave correctly.
Well, we'll straighten them out real fast, or we'll send Ken Beveridge after them if they get out of line. I know Ken doesn't put up with that.
That sounds like a great idea.
He's like our bouncer, I think.
He's going to wear his t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that you got coming up or you want to mention as far as the festival goes? We should mention, of course, the website. People should go there.
Oh, yeah. The website is staticrootsfestival.com.
Yeah. And you can find us on Facebook a couple of ways, right? There's the official page, and then there's also kind of this fun offshoot called the Static Roots Festival Friends and Supporters.
That's right, yeah. That's, funnily enough, some friends that were at the festival the first year started this group just to keep people together and keep them in the loop and share ideas and suggestions. And it's great seeing them all post their things and their experiences at the festival. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. The other thing I forgot to mention was the Static Ruhr Tour. What's up with that? Tell people about for who don't know.
Friend of us, Robert from Essen. He's a funny character and a really good guy. He suggested a couple of years ago we should use the potential of this era and show people traveling from afar and show them some of the iconic places in the era.
Right.
And last year we went to a coal mine, and I'm just wondering what it's called, the Zeche Zollverein.
Easy for you to say.
The name is easy for me to say, but I just can't realize the English term for it.
That's all right. That's done. Who cares? Where are we going this year?
We're going to the Landschaftspark Duisburg Nord. It's an urban green park. It's a former steel mill turned into a park. And the British Guardian put them in their top 10 list of urban parks in the world.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful space, and once a year there's a massive, massive festival going on. Massive, well, it's, I think they there's about 10,000 people going there, but it's the biggest festival here in the era. It's called Traumzeit, Dreamtime Festival.
Yeah.
And this year we saw Frank Turner.
Right.
Wayne Graham, Teenage Fan Club.
Wow.
And a couple more bands, and all these buildings in this park, the former steel mill buildings, are turned into venues, into stages, stage rooms. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful era. And you've been to one of these massive buildings.
Yeah, we went and scoped it out. It's very neat.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful view around. And
amazing, yeah.
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 I hope the weather is... it's turning well. We had a tropical heat wave last week, and
that's right. We've been hearing a lot about your heat over there.
Yeah, that was me. 36 degrees.
Well, hopefully it's not too hot. Hopefully it'll be all right next weekend.
It's going to be okay, of course. And the room is there's an air conditioner in the room at the venue, so it's going to be all right.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much for chatting with us today. Very much looking forward to getting over there. I can't thank you enough for all the work that you do putting this thing together, and especially for some bizarre reason asking me to come every year.
I love to have you over, and you've become the face of the festival, Jeff.
The mascot.
You're doing a great job hosting the stage. It's just brilliant.
It's pretty fun. I kind of forced myself on stage, and then I just refused to leave after that is what happened. But
I hope you'll be back every year, just like the Cordovas.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Dietmar. Check out staticrootsfestival.com, and we'll see you July 12th and 13th in Oberhausen.
Thank you.
There's our chat with Dietmar. Always a pleasure to talk to that guy. Even more fun to hang out. Check out staticrootsfestival.com. There's still plenty of tickets available. We'd love to have you show up and have some fun next weekend, the 12th and 13th of July. Check out staticrootsfestival.com, as I said, and hopefully we'll see you there. If not this year, then in the near future. Got a few more minutes left in the show. Got a few more things. Maybe we'll provide some suggestions for future years with these songs. I got to throw this one out and thank my good buddy John Brooks. He got me started on this. You know, the little social media challenge where you do 7 days of whatever, and he challenged 7 days of great album covers. I got, I think, to day three, or maybe even two, and then stopped. But the first one that I thought of was his latest record, which has an absolutely incredible cover painted by Martin Tielli. The album is called No One Travels Alone. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I said, man, I wish this thing were on vinyl so I could see this artwork in up close. And, well, he sent me a copy on vinyl. I didn't even know it existed. You should pick up a copy. It's fantastic. From No One Travels Alone, this is the great John Brooks. Love to see him at the Static Roots Festival.
Somebody say she had a place down in Gulfport, it all washed away. She works at a Subway, but she can't find a friend. She dreams about her death and her dog in the end. Now, who's gonna feed him? Who's gonna know? She dreams about a dog surviving on her bones. Ever since Camille, he smoked 2 packs a day. He said, God don't want the bad ones anyway. He smoked the camels like he knew the coming flood and fire. Thank God he left a week before the 29th. Thank God he left a week before the 29th. She never stared down a barrel before all the looting. The army, they were busy, they were still recruiting. Insurance offered 20 for 100 grand of ruin. God's not letting insurance people to in. God's not letting insurance people to in. Moved in with her grandson in eastern Tennessee. He was worse than Katrina, worse than Camille. He took 2 grand a week, he said, went to groceries. 2 grand a week, man, you should have seen his teeth. 2 grand a week, man, you should have seen his teeth. Got to hire ground, Bardstown, Kentucky. She can't find a friend, she still works at a Subway. She still loves her life, was in her life she's known. No good sheep, no malice among wolves. No good sheep, no malice among wolves. Let us pause of ourselves and count another's tears. Let us pause of ourselves and count another's tears. I'm gonna make it rain red wine. Cause 100 little pennies still makes a dollar. Gets everybody to stand still. Never heard of a man getting in a water yet or not a cloud to bend his will. You gotta drop your bucket down the well.
spitting down wires all around my window pane. Went all night, didn't feel that fly come and make a shake, shake, shake. Patience is the number one virtue, with persistence out of the steel. All I know for gospel truth, you wanna get to heaven, you gotta walk through hell. You gotta drop a bucket down the well. Everybody wants to get a little bit of gold. Everybody wants to get to paradise, but nobody wants to build the road. You gotta drive that camel through the needle, boy. Take the devil by the steel. Money only adds to a heave and a moan. Don't make any luck with a hardworking man. And you gotta drop your bucket down the well.
I'm always on your side. I'm always on your side. You paint your hair, I'll paint my skin. We'll paint the dog you made. Makes no sense that a stranger stand conceal my true love's fate.
Roll of a wheel, cut me with steel. Cut me with steel. Roll of a wheel. Parallel rail. There's spark on a trail. Spark on a trail. Wind in a whale. Parallel. Take up my land, parallel wind. Take up my land, parallel
There's our pal Susie from the 20th anniversary reissue of Johnstown. It sounds so great. Pick up a vinyl copy of that if you can still find one. Fantastic stuff. Before that, we heard our pals Leaf Rapids. You can check out their new video online. Unfortunately, Carrie fell into the trap of the Ken Burns effect, but we forgive her because we love her. Check that out. We'll see them this summer at the Trout Forest. And we also heard in there Brock Zeman coming back in the fall. We heard Drop the Bucket Down the Well. And John Brooks off the top there from his latest. We got to go. Tell a Band to Go Home is over. Thanks for being here, everybody. Check out tellabandtogohome.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tell a Band to Go Home. Jeff at tellabandtogohome.com. Pardon me. Stay tuned. Good stuff coming up here. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell a Band to Go Home. Not sure if it'll be a brand new episode or a rerun, but it'll be good. So tune in for that. And, looking forward to the Static Roots Festival. Thanks for listening, everybody.